With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. When Man Trails in Vilas County expects to have more than 55,000 visitors by the end of this year, more than they've ever had in a year. As the trail system continues to gain popularity, it's seeking to expand to meet the needs of users. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the executive director about Windman's vision for a base camp and how it would impact the area.
Most people seek out Windman trails for the mountain biking and more than 23 miles of trails that wind through woods and up and down hills. But over the years, it's grown into a year-round venture, offering fat tire biking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing. One of the things Windman continually hears from users is the need for on-site lodging. Isaac Cowart is the executive director of Windman Trails.
And going back to 2014, camping or on-site lodging options has always been sort of the top of the list. It's taken us to this point in terms of financial sustainability and size of trail system and just maturity as an organization to launch into something this major.
That's led Windman to create Base Camp. When completed, there will be more than 40 sites ranging from rustic tent and RV sites to tiny and large cabins. All of the sites will be supported by a central bathhouse.
It'll have showers, it'll have saunas, of course, restrooms. We're also going to put a bike fix-it station and a ski wax room in there. There'll be a lounge area just to hang out. We'll have Wi-Fi and kind of all the comforts that you may need to work while on the road or out traveling with your family.
The lodging will all be built on the private land that started Windman more than a decade ago. Cowart hopes that by offering a range of accommodations at a range of price points, Windman will be accessible to more people and in turn have a large economic impact on the area.
Because while we may help with the accommodations, clearly they'll still be eating out and doing other activities up here. There's kind of a piece to the larger puzzle of Windman's impact economically on our regional tourism.
Windman has launched a $1.1 million capital campaign to support the building of the base camp. Work will be done in phases and be kept as local as possible to cut down on costs. Cowart hopes to have some tent sites and cabins available to start taking reservations by Labor Day 2025. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
One person is dead and another severely injured after a UTV crash in Lincoln County. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says it responded to a UTV crash at 2 a.m. Wednesday in the township of Scott. The Sheriff's Office says its initial investigation suggests the UTV was headed south on Scott Road when it went out of control, hit the ditch, and rolled. The 32-year-old man driving the UTV died. A 40-year-old passenger was thrown from the UTV and sustained serious injuries. He was airlifted to a local hospital. Names have not been released, and the crash remains under investigation. There have been more than 37 deadly ATV and UTV crashes reported in Wisconsin so far this year. That's up from 32 total in 2023. Students from across the state are being invited to help decorate the state capitol holiday tree. The tree was harvested in Rhinelander this week to begin its journey to the Capitol in Madison. Governor Tony Evers announced 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks as the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from kids, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to explore Wisconsin's state parks for inspiration. Ornaments should be made from non-breakable material and can be mailed to the Capitol. We have directions on how to do that on our website, WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Gun deer season arrives later this month, and the bow deer season is already underway. How hunters handle their deer can make a big difference in how the venison turns out. People's Meat Market in Stevens Point said that bow season has brought them more than last season, and they're hoping that will continue with the gun season. If you bag a deer, they said to make sure to take care of it properly, otherwise your local butcher might not be able to take it. Lee Falkovich is co-owner of People's Meat Market.
As soon as you shoot it, take and gut it, field dress it, that's the most important part right there. Get the heat out of the animal. Don't put it in your car and drive around to every bar in town.
While they will take a deer as long as it's field dressed, they said that others may not. They said it's important to ask the butcher where you live about what you need to do. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. If you haven't already, now is the time to get your seasonal vaccines to protect against respiratory viruses. Flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines are available in Wisconsin. Vaccines are an effective way to protect you and your family's health. If you want to make sure that protection is in place before people start gathering for the holidays, now's the time to get vaccinated. It takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for them to become fully effective. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services data shows only 22% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot this season, and just 11% have received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. Most counties in the Northwoods are at or below the state rate. Oneida County is doing slightly better, with 23% of residents receiving the flu shot and 12% the updated COVID vaccine. You can find vaccines at your local pharmacy, county health department, or your health care provider. Hundreds from across the state of Michigan gathered in Lansing this week, urging House Speaker Joe Tate and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks to advance the Second Look Sentencing Act to improve prison safety. Crystal Blair has more.
The legislation allows people serving long sentences to have their cases reviewed for possible sentence reductions based on factors such as rehabilitation. The crowd included formerly incarcerated people who've turned their lives around and their families, victims of crime, prison staff, and lawmakers. Chuck Warpahusky with Michigan Collaborative to End Mass Incarceration warns there is a prison staffing crisis in Michigan.
We're seeing it in nursing, we're seeing it in child care, we're seeing it on the shop floor, we're seeing it with baristas. When it happens in a prison and people are forced to work mandatory double shifts, they're tired, they're not seeing their family, it creates unsafe conditions for everyone.
Warpahusky says they're urging lawmakers to pass the Second Look Act during this lame duck session before they go home for the holidays. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.